Welcome to all who have no church home, need strength, have doubts, or do not believe. Welcome to visitors and to old friends. Welcome to grandparents, to mothers, fathers, and single people. Welcome to people of all colors, cultures, abilities, and sexual orientations, to old and young, to believers and questioners, and welcome to questioning believers. May we all find peace and uplift in our worship together. Good morning. Welcome, thank you. Welcome to First Congregational Church of Natick. I'm Reverend Cindy Worthington Berry. My pronouns are she, her, and no matter who you are or where you are on the journey, you are welcome here. Whether you are with us on site or online, live or later, we are so glad to be connected. For more information about life at FCC Natick, please visit our website where you can sign up for the link, our email newsletter, and get all sorts of important information about things happening in FCC and the broader community. And if you are with us for the first time today, welcome. We are an open and affirming congregation, fully welcoming people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Children of all ages are welcome in this community in whatever way is meaningful for you. We have lovingly staffed nursery care. Good morning to the nursery. We have the playground down front and intergenerational worship this morning, which means we better have what? Joyful noise. A few important announcements. First, Family Promise. At FCC Natick, we partner with Family Promise, which supports families facing or living with homelessness. Our next Family Promise Host Week begins June 23rd. Our congregation is primarily responsible for preparing two meals and buying groceries for the week. You can contact Chris Gentry. Chris, raise your hand to learn more. Next Saturday, we are participating in a fundraiser for our Guatemala partnership. This is the Guatemala Partnership Farmathon. We do fun farm work to raise money for the village we partner with in Guatemala. You can see Jeff Wave, for more information. And right now, we have 16 people signed up, 9 from FCC Natick, because we're the best, and 7 from the Needham Church. But they would welcome even more people coming because we do such great work at the farm. They would love to have more people from FCC Natick there. As long as we stay above the Needham Church, I'm fine. Today in the Christian tradition is Pentecost, sometimes called the birthday of the church. That's why so many of us are wearing red today. Red is the color for Pentecost. This is when we celebrate the arrival of God's Spirit into the community of those who followed Jesus. And if you're not wearing red, it's totally fine. You don't have to wear red. You can wear whatever color you want. Because, you know, all kinds of, like, maybe it was a different, you know, mineral that burned and had a different color. So it's okay. You don't have to wear red. Sorry, I just saw some looks, so I just want to make sure. That same Spirit is in our midst today, guiding all we do, no matter what color we're wearing. One way that Spirit shows up is in our open and affirming commitment to fully welcome and support the LGBTQIA+ community. So we are celebrating Pride today, lifting up the lives, struggles, and accomplishments of the queer community. 21 years after this church became open and affirming, this commitment is more important than ever. That would be a good place for an amen, yeah. Another way the Spirit shows up is in our nurture of children and youth. Today is Celebration Sunday at FCC Natick, when we celebrate graduates and scholarship recipients and faith formation volunteers. We also celebrate the covenant of membership at FCC Natick as we lift up longtime members. As we prepare to light the Christ candle this morning, I invite you to settle your mind, body, and spirit, deepening your breath, relaxing your shoulders, even letting your face smile. Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him, but they didn't know who he was, so they simply had to ask. And once he answered, "I am the light that was once in one place at one time is now in all places and at all times. Let us welcome the light."
Sorry. Good morning. I'm Carolyn. My pronouns are she, her. please join me in the call to worship? Your response is, Holy Spirit, set us on fire. The world needs people who will answer God's call. Holy Spirit, set us on fire. People who will choose love over fear again and again. Holy Spirit, set us on fire. Even when it's hard and scary and lonely. Holy Spirit, set us on fire. May we be the people. May this be the place. May now be the time.
Holy Spirit, set us on fire.
Amen. Please rise for our opening hymn, number 6, Bring Many Names. Please be seated. Our centering prayer this morning is adapted from words by Joanna Harada. We begin with a little bit of relative silence on this Pentecost Sunday. It's a moment to hear the very breath moving through your body, knowing it is God's Spirit. Let us pray. Fiery God of Pentecost, let us speak in tongues of solidarity to those weeping over the bodies of their loved ones, killed because they are trans, starving in Gaza, shot in front of their homes. Let us speak in tongues of courage to those living in fear of the next ICE sweep, the next bomb, the illness that threatens. Let us speak in tongues of condemnation against laws and policies that promote violence, prioritizing the preferences of some over the lives of others. Let us speak in tongues of care for the most vulnerable in our world, human beings, animals, and ecosystems. And let us speak in tongues of love for you and your people, that your language might be our language. And when our tongues are still, when we have no words to speak, let our hearts burn with your fire. Let our ears hear your words in our own native tongue. Let our skin feel the wind of your spirit, a mighty wind blowing where it will, as promised by Jesus, who teaches us to pray in our own language, saying, Source of laughter, Spirit innocent and pure, holy is your name. May love be seen as all that is. May earth be seen as heaven is. Nourish us this day with your bountiful supply, and allow us to receive as we give that right to others. Restore us from the perils of illusion, and renew our perception of truth. For truth is the kingdom, and love is the power, and yours is the glory forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters and siblings, on this day, we remember God's Spirit filling a group of scared and grieving people. So many of God's children, including many of us, are also scared and grieving. And so we call that same Spirit of comfort and strength to fill each of us today, that we might truly pour out our peace on each other and the world. And then we'll sing our song of celebration. God's peace be with you. Also.
Thank you. As the night gives way to dawn, justice shines forth before too long. Until that day, we will sing on. More love, less hate. More love, less hate. For love we stand. More love in this land.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Acts. The passage says it is the day of Pentecost. Pentecost means 50, and in the Christian tradition, Pentecost is the 50th day after Easter. But for Jesus' followers, Pentecost refers to the 50th day after Passover. It was a harvest festival when people gave thanks for the fruits of the earth. It was a pilgrimage holiday. People would travel to Jerusalem to bring some of their wheat harvest to the temple, traditionally giving 2 loaves of bread as an offering. Now, Jerusalem was always a busy city filled with people from all over, but on a pilgrimage holiday like Pentecost, the city would be even more crowded, full of people from far-flung regions. A close comparison might be Times Square in New York, full of people visiting and exploring a wealth of dress and custom and language. In the midst of all this activity, Jesus' followers, still processing his death and reappearance and then departure, are gathered together trying to figure out what to do next. The Pentecost story is perfect for this day when we are lifting up the beautiful diversity represented in the queer community.
Hear these words from Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost arrived, Jesus' followers were all together in one place.
Again, there's that 50 days after Easter, Jesus is gone again, and his followers are still figuring out what to do next.
And suddenly, from the heaven, there came a sound like a rush of violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting.
Here comes the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus promised.
Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them.
That sounds kind of terrifying.
And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability.
Imagine being able to speak in a language you have never learned.
Now there were devout Jews in every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem.
So the city was always filled with people who speak different languages and often didn't understand each other.
And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each.
So again, imagine being in a foreign place where you know nobody speaks your language and then suddenly hearing it in a crowd. Imagine being in a familiar place and someone uses your correct pronoun for the first time.
Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language?"
This is not uniformity, everyone speaking the same language. This is glorious diversity, every language present and celebrated.
Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs,
Afghanis, Libyans, Somalians, and residents of Myanmar, Chad, and Eritrea, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, and Yemen, and people from Haiti, Iran, Sudan, and Libya, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, intersex, asexual, and more.
In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power.
In every language, for every person, the story of God's radical welcome.
All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" And others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine."
Some see the miracle of diversity. Others see foreign threats.
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel."
So Peter then echoed the words of the prophet Joel, declaring that this was the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And now a little bit of God's power was held by each of them. As Joel wrote,
"In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon those pushed to the margin, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Put another way, when things are the way they should be, God declares, all people will be filled with my spirit. And all children will know they are beloved. And all young people will have hope for the future. And all elders will share the dream of a healed world. Even those who have been called illegal for where they were born or made illegal for how they were made, they will bear my spirit most of all and will call all people to love. Before that day comes, there are hard times ahead. But that day will come. So do not forget that I am with you, the source of hope and strength. The Spirit is among the people, and nothing will ever be the same.
These are our sacred stories. May we have the vision and wisdom to live them.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Good morning. Here at FCC Natick, we believe that we are all engaged in ministry. But on Celebration Sunday, we recognize a particular group of people engaged in a very particular ministry. Today, we acknowledge the gift of time, energy, and love of all of the nursery volunteers and child caregivers, the godly play storytellers and greeters, the connect leaders, and our youth group leaders. This group of people gives the priceless gift of discovery to our children and youth. The time that they spend together building relationships and getting to know one another, as well as time spent in encountering the sacred, is an essential element in our children's and youth's development. So many of our faith formation team is here today, and I would ask you to stand when I say your name. I'm going to be calling the long list of names of people who give to this ministry. There are also many of our team members who could not be here today, and so the list is of the volunteers is printed in, I think, on the back of your bulletin. And as we celebrate this ministry today, I ask you to keep the entire team in your thoughts and prayers. And so I'll ask you to stand as you hear your name, and you can we'll applaud for them at the end. How's that? So Matt Basilier, Michelle Brewer, Beth Canterbury, Robin Clausen, Amy Corbin, Gretchen Dubois, Rick Dubois, Amy Foley, Chris Gentry, Sarah Beth Guptill, Sarah Hanna, Justin Keir, Janet Levesque, Lane McDonough, Bill Ramage, Gwen Ramage, Rick Ripley, Grace Psyche in the nursery, Heather Psyche, Maura Shaughnessy, Alyssa Springer, Jessica Treadwell, Pam Wiegraff, also in the nursery today, and Christine Weddle. And so we are so fortunate at FCC Natick to have an active, vital program of faith formation for children and youth. And on behalf of the entire congregation, I thank all of you, and on behalf of our faith formation planning team. We need each and every one of you to make this outstanding ministry what it is and the vital program that it is. And so please join me in thanking this wonderful group of people who give so much to our young people.
Children of all ages are invited to lean in for a word for all ages. So last month, our kids distributed a reverse offering. The FCC outreach team gave everyone who was present and wanted one $5 and invited us to use the money to bring more peace and comfort to the world. We asked people to share with us what they did with their $5. And as of yesterday, I had heard about over 20 donations. Some reports have come in since then. There's some leaves on the tree that aren't in my notes, but we'll work on sharing all of them. With some donations, the peace and comfort piece was very direct. Money given directly to someone asking for help outside Roach Brothers in Millis, jars of peanut butter for the food pantry, the fund to help a young neighbor with cancer treatment, gifts for Sarah Lynn's sabbatical. With others, the peace and comfort was verified by personal experience, with donations going to organizations people had experienced personally. CP Soccer New England, which is the adaptive soccer program for kids living with cerebral palsy, stroke, and traumatic brain injury. Animal Rough Tails Rescue, where parishioners volunteer as well as adopt dogs. And Here Today, Adopted Tomorrow, which helps cover medication costs for adopted cats with health issues. Lots of people expanded the peace and comfort of the reverse offering by adding their own funds to the donation or taking advantage of a matching program like a 10 times match with the Heifer Project. Some brought peace and comfort particularly relevant to our Pride celebration. For folks online, we have sirens going past us right downtown, and we hold in our prayer anyone impacted by the work of emergency services. Such a good reminder when we're talking about peace and comfort. So lots of people expanded peace and comfort of the reverse offering by adding their own funds to the denomination, and lots were particularly relevant to our Pride celebration, like donations to Out Metro West, which builds community for LGBTQIA plus youth, and Boston Children's Hospital, where they provide safe and affirming care for people of all gender identities in their gender multi-specialty service. And many donations felt particularly relevant to our time, like donations to the Immigrant Refugee Asylum Fund of Metro West Jewish Family Services and the UNICEF Fund for Children of Gaza. Some people were giving to organizations they donated to before, like the donation to the Commonwealth Fund, which invests capital and power in Black and brown communities. There were new discoveries as well. Parishioners Kirsten and Lane brought theirs on a road trip. They're still on the road trip. They might be watching us this morning, which led them to discover Biddy and Bo's coffee shop, described as a human rights movement disguised as a coffee shop. We'll try to include more detail in next week's link. Now, maybe $5 to each of these organizations isn't going to solve all the problems of the world. As one donor noted, there are so many people and so much need. But each gift is a little flame, like the Pentecost tongues of fire, bringing warmth and light to the world. As another donor wrote, the reverse offering reinforces the idea that one person can make a difference. It helped her to focus on what is important. In a time of discouragement, trauma, and fear, these small commitments to peace and comfort are revolutionary acts of love, signs that God's Spirit continues to dwell in each of us and move through the world. We're not handing you another $5 for the week ahead, but we still invite you to look for the moment when a few words, a little bit of time, or a resource you have to share can keep that spirit blowing. Amen.
I don't know about you, but this time of year, I find myself just shaking my head and saying, I cannot believe that these people, these young people, are moving on. So I'd like to invite our 2025 high school graduates to come forward. That's Jenna Clausen and Maya Rodriguez. So please join me up front. You can come right up here, right here. All right, so we have watched you grow from toddlers to impressive young adults. It is with great joy that we congratulate you on completing your high school years and wish you all the best in your next endeavor on your journey. We have a tradition of sending our graduates off with a blanket to symbolize the love and care of this congregation for you. And we will continue to pray for you and hold you in God's love wherever life takes you. So here is your Maya and Jenna. Congratulations and go in peace, but I want you to don't go anywhere. And so we invite our scholarship team to come forward.
Good morning. My name is David Coulter, and together with Dee Dee Bergeron, Laura Gubron, and Sarah Lynn Keller, we are your scholarship team. Once a year, we get together to award scholarships, which is cool, to give out money. The scholarship program at First Congregational Church of Natick represents a covenant between the generations that connects the previous generation, members of this church community who gave what they had, with the current generation of this church community who have invested it wisely, and with the next generation, the young people of this church community who will be our future. The scholarships that we are awarding are tangible proof of that covenant and also of our promise to support the young people of this church. And I would add to the young people of this church who may not be getting scholarships today for whatever reason, you too are part of this covenant. We are fortunate to have benefactors from the past, and so we remember their names, the names of those who gave so generously to the funds that provide these scholarships today. We thank them again for their faith and confidence in the life of this church. There are several named funds from which these scholarships were derived. The Keziah Babcock Fund, the Benevolence Scholarship Fund, the William Townsend Memorial Fund, the Dean Holbrook McRobert Memorial Fund, and the Hague and Gladys Markarian Fund. So now, we're pleased to present the memorial scholarships for the 2025-2026 academic year. I will read the names and where our friends and our students are going. Please come forward when I say your name if you're here. Scholarship recipients are Michelle Brewer, who attends the Mass Bay Community College for nursing. Reagan Foley from Penn State for mechanical engineering. Kayla Joyce, University of Massachusetts Amherst, for natural resources conservation.
Kayla's not back yet.
Okay. Catherine Matera, who is attending the Abraham Lincoln University School of Law for her Juris Doctorate, which is, of course, a lawyer law degree. But I think it's not here today. But we're glad for her. Maya Rodriguez, who is attending Northeastern University in Business Marketing and Design. Peter Rodriguez, attending University of Massachusetts Amherst for Sports Management and Marketing. There you go. David Psyche at Union College, who is studying mechanical engineering, math, and computer science. In his application, he describes his senior thesis, which is, I do not understand a word of the title. Maybe someday he can explain it to us, but he's a bright kid.
That's not David. I'm a substitute. He comes home Wednesday.
And Dylan Weddle from University of Rhode Island, studying psychology. What a great group. I did not. Jenna Clausen, I'm sorry. Yeah, Scripps College for Environment, Economics, and Politics. Yeah. We wish all of you the best of luck in the coming year. We know that you are supported by the gift of the scholarship. You're also supported by the thoughts and prayers of this church family. So even though you may be far away, you are still part of our community. We wish you all the best.
Now we can give the card.
As the scholarships are handed out,
go ahead. Okay.
We're going to get our blessing hands ready. Get your blessing hands ready for these graduates and scholarship recipients, including those not physically with us today. May you be blessed with courage for the journey, that fear may never keep you from exploring new paths. May you be blessed with hope, that you may never give up on yourself or others. May you be blessed with laughter, that you may never take yourself too seriously. May you be blessed with curiosity, that you may always stretch and learn and grow. May you be blessed with gratitude that you may see all of life as a gift. May you be blessed with strength so that you might turn challenges into blessings. May you be blessed with compassion that in you strangers might see a glimpse of God's love. May you be blessed in knowing that you are loved by all of us and by God. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. In the year 2000, NSYNC, why did I forget how to say NSYNC? NSYNC? Why brain just stopped? How do you say it?
NSYNC.
Woo, somebody just, okay, I just want you to know, I was in Spain last week. We got back very late Friday. I'm still on tapas and sangria time. Okay. In 2000, NSYNC's Bye 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 was at the top of the charts. The best film at the Oscars was American Beauty. 9/11 and the war in Afghanistan were still in the future. So was the legalization of gay marriage in Massachusetts. So much has happened in the last 25 years. And for some of us, this church has been a source of connection and support all along the way. At FCC Natick, we have a tradition of celebrating when people reach their 25th and 50th membership anniversary. This year, we don't have anyone marking 50 years, but 9 people are celebrating their silver anniversary as part of this faith community. If you are on site and willing, I would invite you to rise as I say your name. And whether you have been a part of FCC Natick for 25 years or 25 minutes, we celebrate your presence in this community. So we're hoping our youngest parishioners, our kids, would come help bring the certificates to our anniversary celebrants. All right, I'm going to start reading names, and not everybody's here. Emily, would you come lead the way with the helping?
Come.
I know, you're such a go-to. Come on. Beth Gary, Ron Gary.
They're not here.
Jerry Granfors, okay. Sharon Kirby. Okay, people aren't standing up. Stand up, Jerry. So Sharon Jerry. Kirby. Brian McQuillan, Valerie McQuillan, Denise Palmer, Steve Palmer, and Rick Ripley. All right. There you go. Go see them. They know their names. They can take their certificate.
And then come back, because I have more.
We celebrate the spirit that strengthens the covenant of membership. Amen. As a faith community, we know the power of connecting our hearts with God's presence. So during this time, we share our joys and concerns in prayer. Folks in the room, you'll be invited to share prayers aloud, and all are welcome to email prayers to prayers@fccnatick.org, and we hold in prayer everyone on the prayer list in the bulletin. We begin with our joys. What joys do you bring to this place today? Laura. So Laura and Charles are celebrating the graduation of one of their granddaughters last Friday from Tingsboro High, which is where I lived until I came here. And we are celebrating that Laura was able to be there. Charles, I'm sure, was cheering on from rehab all the educational endeavors of your young people. And I'm so glad there will be sangria as part of the celebration. Thanks. Emily. Next Wednesday, all the eighth graders are graduating. Do the transitions never stop? We celebrate this important moment in these young people's lives. Thank you, Emily. Doug. So Doug is lifting up gratitude for the veterans of this country, including their son, Will, who was among many veterans who were on the Mall in Washington on D-Day, Friday, speaking out against the cuts to the services to veterans in the current budget bill moving through the legislation. We made a promise to these people, and we are not keeping it in ways more and more. And I'm grateful for your son's service, both to his country and to democracy. Miriam. Miriam and Keith are celebrating Nicholas and Alicia's wedding last Friday. What a day of joy. Thanks, Miriam. Sharon. This is such a Sharon joy. She saw a turtle laying eggs this morning. We celebrate the way in which creation holds hope. Thank you. Wayne. Oh, Jeanette is 29 today, and we celebrate this milestone day. Carolyn.
I have a joy and a concern related. The joy is that it's Pride Month. The concern is the shivers of fear and apprehension that are running through this community.
That's right. Carolyn is lifting up the joy of our LGBTQIA siblings and selves, and she is also pointing to us to the way in which this community, our community, is at risk, the ways especially our trans siblings are facing persecution, discrimination, and exile. This, in this Pride Month, this is a little, I'm making a little bit of a joy disguised as an announcement. June 26th, Natick Nights, we and local merchants will be celebrating Pride right here in Natick, and we've already seen negative comments online about it. So that just is a reminder to us of the importance of this work, which we're just gonna keep doing. So we thank you, Carolyn, for raising that this morning. Yeah, Grace. Rory is turning 5 this week, all the fingers and thumb on one hand. Happy birthday, Rory. Mr. Weddle.
Natick High School varsity baseball team has made the Elite 8 for Massachusetts and D1. Gavin is on that team. Tonight is the game that in Braintree where they're going to Final Four.
Wow. Okay, so the Natick baseball team is doing awesome. There's all kinds of specifics that I did not hang on to. But what I do know is that Gavin is on the team. There's a big game coming up, and so we hold them all in prayer. Stay calm. Other joys, good morning. I'm so glad you're here today. One of my joys was enabled by Sarah Beth that I get to visit with young people from McAuliffe Charter School. I go to their school and talk to them, and they come here, and they have to listen to me, wah, 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 about this church and my beliefs, and we have great conversation. And I am so thrilled that one of those young people is here with us today. I remember you, and is exploring her spirituality. We're so glad that you're here. Welcome, welcome. Michelle. Michelle is expressing her gratitude for the support of this congregation as she is embarking on this new journey, new job, going back to school. We are with you, Michelle. Dave and Ned. Ned is turning 5 next week. We're done. No more birthdays, Ned. You're gonna stay 5, okay? Ned, we are so glad you are in the world, and love that pew right there with all the birthdays. And Robbie's turning 2. Sarah Lynn, you said it, right? All these kids, they're growing up. We can't take it. What joys have I missed down here? Gail. We got all mine. What concerns do you bring to this place today? We are holding in our prayers Andrea, who is in New Mexico right now, friend of Dubois, who is saying goodbye to 4 family members who died recently. That's a lot of layers of grief. Thank you. Sarah Beth. We are holding in our prayers Chelsea, just 32 years old, who has had a liver transplant that was not successful and now has received the news that there is nothing more that can be done. We hold her in our prayers. We hold her young boys, her 2 young boys, in our prayers, and the whole family, trusting that there will be support and beauty and grace on the journey. Thanks, Sarah Beth. Bob? We're holding in our prayers Tim, a music camp alum with Jean and Bob, who's undergoing radiation for prostate cancer, holding him in our prayers. Thanks, Bob. Chris. Chris, can you remind me of your mom's name? Virginia. We're holding in our prayers Chris's mom, Virginia, who has received a sort of surprise diagnosis of cancer found in the midst of another test. We hold Virginia in our prayers as it becomes clear what the next steps are going to be. Sarah Lynn. As Sarah Lynn has put it, we hold the National Guard in California in our prayers as they are being called out to do a job they no doubt did not sign up for. We hold in our prayers all of those who work for the federal government who are doing things that are not what they signed up to do. Thanks, Sarah Lynn. We hold
your whole family in our prayers after the death of your grandmother, but also those 10 weeks after she received the diagnosis for pancreatic cancer, knowing how hard that time was. May there be healing in the midst of this grief. Thanks. Dee Dee. Dee Dee's mom has been visiting for 3 weeks, and Dee Dee celebrates that, and now as she prepares to send her mom back home, prayers for safe travel, gratitude for the time together, and may the time go swiftly until you're together again.
So prayers for our West Virginia work campers who leave on Saturday.
Okay, great. So our West Virginia work camp leaves Saturday. They're going to have an awesome time. Nobody's going to throw up in the van. It's going to be fantastic, and we can't wait to hear the stories on the other end. Gail, do you have any concerns up there? Okay, I think we got all mine too. Our pastoral prayer this morning is based on the words of Kathleen O'Brien. Let us pray. Whirlwind Spirit of God, roar through our timidities and fears. Shake the foundations of our ill-placed securities. Sweep away the cobwebs of our apathy. Blow down the walls that separate us one from another. Then into all our empty spaces, breathe. Re-strengthen courage to challenge injustice. Renewed belief in the urgency of our vocation. Revitalized passion to change our lives. Rededication to speak only words that build and unite. Let gentle breeze and still small voice become in us today mighty wind and loud proclamation. Make of us a Pentecost people. Amen. And comfort. That was the theme for the reverse offering suggested by the outreach team. Peace and comfort could sound a little trivial in a time when trans people are kicked out of the military or accomplished teenagers are arrested by ICE. But our donors recognize that true peace requires justice, and providing comfort takes courage in the face of inhumane policies and practices. And so one donation went to the organization Every Library, which guides local libraries in fighting book bans. Some folks reported giving their donations to the Southern Poverty Law Center, or the ACLU, quote, in hopes that they'll stand up for those in need of protecting right now. We are people of Pentecost, filled with a spirit that disrupts the status quo, celebrates radical diversity, and stirs all people to justice and compassion. All the gifts of the reverse offering were made possible by your generosity. And so as we participate in the spiritual discipline of the morning offering, may we be aware of all the Pentecost ripples we have set loose in the world.
Thank you.
God of abundance, bless these gifts, and especially those that have given them, that they might know the ways in which they make your spirit live in the world. Amen. Our closing hymn is In the Midst of New Dimensions. Amen. You may be seated. And after the postlude, all are invited downstairs for coffee and conversation. Folks at home, you're going to have to find your own. We're so glad we were able to worship together today. Beloved, you are now called to bring God's Spirit into the world. We send you with what is sometimes called the fourfold Benedictine blessing. May God bless you with a restless discomfort about easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may seek truth boldly and love deeply within your heart. May God bless you with a holy anger toward injustice, oppression, and the exploitation of people, so that you may tirelessly work for justice, freedom, and peace among all people. May God bless you with the gift of tears to shed with all those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, or the loss of all that they cherish, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and transform their pain into joy. May God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you really can make a difference in this world, so that you are able, with God's grace, to do what others claim cannot be done. Go in peace. Amen.